Hi, this is Brian Sapient from the Rational Response Squad. I am part of a team of atheists who respond rationally to the claims of religious people. This response is part of a running series that we have in which we respond in audio to letters sent to us and comments on our MySpace profile. You can check out all the mailbag responses at rationalresponders.com. Click on forums at the top and you will see one called Rational Mailbag. We will also be posting this response on the new website, asktheatheist.com. Ask the Atheist is a collaborative effort between myself, other rational responders, Jake from the Atheist Network, and the Infidel Guy. You can check out those guys at atheistnetwork.com and infidelguy.com. So recently, we get a lot of this on our MySpace profile, a lot of people that want to spew ignorance or try to incite debate with us, and a great place to do it is our comment section where we're unable to respond immediately. Of course, it's a great way to kind of hit and run. We would prefer that if anybody wants to try to incite debate with us, that they do it at our message board where we actually have a chance to respond before 10 other comments are made. It's unfair to the reader on our MySpace page. But nevertheless, we left this comment up, figured we would respond in audio. And of course, not everybody is going to get a chance to hear this response, and they'll probably see what David wrote and maybe adopt his position out of ignorance as well. Hopefully that's not the case. But recently, David wrote on our MySpace profile in his comment section, and I'll quote him directly. He says, "Don't atheists seem to possess the same dogmatic certainty as religious fundamentalists? I am not going to try to prove or disprove the existence of God. But thus far, science and rationality has not proven the non-existence of God." Okay. First of all, on the first point, he says, "Don't atheists seem to possess the same dogmatic certainty as religious fundamentalists?" My answer is simply no. Take the time to listen to our show on our MySpace profile. And if you're listening to this from off of our MySpace profile, it's myspace.com/rational response. We explicitly expand on our position there. People often assume incorrectly. First, my atheism doesn't define me. My pursuit for truth and reality define me. It just so happens that in that pursuit of truth and an honest look at reality, I can't say that a God exists. Now, if one doesn't have a positive belief in a God, you are without belief. You fit the definition of atheist. Atheist simply means, if you look at the root word, A is without, and theist, of course, is God belief. I am without God belief. This doesn't mean that I know for sure that a God doesn't exist. Okay? There's a common misconception about what the word atheist means, specifically in this country, in America. You know, this seems to be a redefinition asserted by those religious fundamentalists that you referred to. They and you apparently want to define atheist as someone who knows for sure that a God doesn't exist. This is simply a lie. There are some atheists who claim to know for sure, but the extremely overwhelming majority simply lack belief in a God. For example, all babies are atheist. That might help you put it into perspective. As a baby, do you remember believing in a God? Probably not. Therefore, you were without God belief and you were an atheist as a baby. As for the claim that we're dogmatic, seriously, that's just simply insulting. I can't think of a time when I made an unprovable assertion, and maybe I have, but I can't think of it. And of course, if I had, then that would define me as dogmatic. I'm adamantly opposed to dogmatic beliefs. My atheism is not a positive assertion. It's the lack of a positive assertion. And that would be dogmatism would be if I had a positive assertion in something that I couldn't prove. My atheism is not a positive assertion. It's simply the absence of it. Okay. It's the absence of a positive belief in something that I have no evidence for. Dogmatism, you know, like faith, is one of the most disgusting things that the human mind can engage in. And now that's a positive assertion. One that I'll gladly back with some evidence for you if you want to come on my message board. Now, on the second point, you said that you're not trying to prove or disprove the existence of God, but thus far science and rationality has not proven the non-existence of God. To that, I have to say that science and rationality hasn't proven the non-existence of flying elephants either. Okay? But I got a feeling you don't believe in flying elephants, and you're not probably trying to prove or disprove them. I mean, do you believe that flying elephants exist until science disproves them? I don't. So it's not up to science to disprove the non-existence of God. It's up to humans to prove the assertion that a God exists, if they want to make that assertion. Until a human can universally prove to everyone with falsifiable evidence that a God does exist, then the only rational and logical position is to abstain from believing positively that a God does indeed exist. And that is what I do. I abstain from positive belief in a God, and that is one way to define an atheist. So we had another responder, Doug. His MySpace is myspace.com/DougTheGreat, D-U-G, the Great. And this other letter Doug wrote, and I'll just read his whole thing and then I'll respond briefly. He wrote that he only wanted to write this out of curiosity, not out of hatred or wanting you to turn from your evil ways. So please do not take this offensively. But I think David has hit something on the head. It seems like you've created religion out of being against religion, but without the God part, of course. If you're wanting to preach openness and understanding of certain things, wouldn't it be the complete opposite to tell certain groups that they should think differently? Wouldn't the logical thing be to let them think what they want as long as they don't interfere with your life? Not that I'm saying let them piss off certain groups until they try to shut you down. It just doesn't make much sense to me. I consider myself to be a Christian and have grown up in the church, but I keep a very open mind. And even though I'm taught differently, I don't go around throwing Bibles at people. I don't see the reason behind it. It's only going to get someone's face kicked in, right? Instead, I just live my life how I want to, and I don't tell people what to do. That's all I'm curious about. I'm not telling you to quit what you're doing. I was just wanting to understand why you've created a religion against religion, as I so cleverly put it. All right, Doug. You know, it really depends on how you define religion. Dictionary.com has four definitions of religion, as the first three all adhere to a God belief. However, the fourth is a cause, principle, or activity pursued with zeal or conscientious devotion. If that is the definition of religion to use, then why would anyone see a problem with it? If that's the definition of religion, in fact, I would think having a cause or principle that one would pursue with devotion would be healthy to building character and enhancing one's life. Maybe this is what people are referring to when they say that religion is a good thing. You know, if it's possible for an atheist to be religious in this sense, then I would think that theists should embrace our religiosity. We recently had a somewhat famous historian and author in our studios. His name was Richard Carrier, and he talked about, as an atheist, how his religion is philosophy. He had no qualms stating that he was religious in this way. He had no God belief as an atheist, and he was religious about his devotion to philosophy. You can read about this in his book called Sense and Goodness Without God. It's available at our sponsor, evolvefish.com. He writes about his religious, you know, philosophy in there. I personally don't like to use the word religion to define who I am. However, if I did, it certainly wouldn't be that atheism is my religion. As I said earlier, my pursuit for truth is what defines me, not my atheism. It's philosophy, science, and the pursuit of reason that have led me to deconvert from Christianity and return to my natural born state of atheist. It is not atheism that led me to philosophy. And in this sense, one could say my religion is philosophy. And let's for a moment indulge you. Let's say we have created a religion to fight religion. If we accept this thought, you must accept the principles of my religion. And those principles are to always have evidence to back my positions and to distrust those who are unable to provide evidence for their assertions. In this sense, my religion is logically tenable, while a theist religion is not, and therein lies the fundamental difference. I hope that this piece has helped you to attain a better understanding of our position, and that you do listen to the free show on MySpace. For the Ask the Atheist crowd, please keep in mind that the views in this piece are those solely of myself and the Rational Response Squad and don't necessarily represent the views of the Infidel Guy or Jake at the Atheist Network, although they likely do. Thanks so much for listening, and check us out at www.rationalresponders.com, where you can hear a new show every Friday night after Live with the Infidel Guy at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Bye.